There will be a tad less pomp and circumstance at this year's Wimbledon Tennis Championship. The courts will still be grass, the applause will still be polite, and tons of strawberries and cream will still be eaten. For the first time, though, players will no longer be expected to bow or curtsy to the royal box on center court. The change was apparently suggested by the Duke of Kent, who is the president of the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, which runs the championship. Vassie Chamberlain, features director of Tatler magazine in London, says it's the end of an era.
The tradition was that when you enter the court and when you finish playing, you curtsy to the royal box as a mark of respect for the member of the royal family.
And when you say curtsy, you mean males and females?
Males and females. The man would bow. And the woman would curtsy.
Okay. And that would be regardless of who was sitting in the box?
I believe so, yes. I think it's as a mark of respect. You'd always curtsy to the box before you started playing. Even if it's not the Duke of Kent or the Duchess of Kent, there's a representative from the royal family in the box.
And now, unless the Queen herself or Prince Charles is in the box, no one will have to curtsy, is that right?
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, actually, which is I think what they're banking on, is that the Queen and Prince Charles don't go to the tennis because they don't particularly like the match.
They haven't been there for decades.
No. In fact, Diana, Princess Diana used to go and she loved it, but Charles and the Queen don't.
But if the Queen did happen to show up for some reason at Wimbledon, she would still get her curtsy.
She would absolutely get her curtsy.
And she likes the curtsy.
Well, I think she is the monarch and she does her job well. And I think she enjoys or perhaps is used to the fact that people curtsy to her. So it is something which is unthinkable that someone wouldn't do it.
How does that play out in practice? If the Queen appears on the street, everyone curtsies en masse?
Yes. I mean, I've been at Ascot Racecourse during Royal Ascot Week, and she will walk through the crowds, and all you see is a sea of bobbing heads of the men bowing and females curtsying.
And people know how to curtsy?
I mean, I think there's a lot of ankles getting tied around each other and men not being quite sure how to bow. But generally speaking, I think you've seen enough of it to know how to do it.
What is a proper curtsy procedure?
Okay, from what I remember, it's the right foot behind the left and then a little bob down. If it's the Queen, then you bend your knees quite substantially, although you try not to hit the floor.
And then
you bow your head.
How far down?
Okay, let me try and practice in front of myself. I'd probably halfway down without injuring yourself.
Halfway down.
Yeah, it's quite a low curtsy for the Queen.
Forehead touches ground.
Oh, no.
Not done.
No.
You may not get back up.
No, yeah, exactly.
And does the tradition apply across the board? Is there anyone who is exempt from curtsying?
Isn't the Emperor of Japan exempt? I think he's the only one.
Her husband?
Actually, that's a very good point. I'm not sure about her husband. Actually, no, he does. Her children certainly do. Prince Charles always bows to his mother.
What do you think about this faint dissolution of a tradition there? Does it speak to sort of the last vestiges of empire and monarchy?
I think it's quite sweet of the Kents to do this because I think they're quite in touch with the people and I think they probably feel embarrassed that people are still curtsying to them. I don't think it's going to have repercussions across England. I don't think you're suddenly going to be seeing people not curtsying to the Queen. It's a mark of respect.
Well, Vassie Chamberlain, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Speaking with us from London, Vassie Chamberlain, features director of Tatler magazine. She was talking with us about the decision to end the obligatory curtsy at Wimbledon, unless the Queen or Prince Charles is there, starting with this year's championships in June.